It is bright and early, isn't it? Good morning, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. Here's my question. Would you rather sleep with your significant other or your dog? What do you think most people have to say about that? We'll talk with a sleep coach, there is such a thing, from slumberyard.com in a moment. Stacy Grissom is the director of content and communications at BarkBox. What a wonderful job that is. I would love to just visit BarkBox, let alone work at BarkBox, because it's all about giving gifts all the time. And to dogs, what can be better than that? So for Stacy, for the three people that may not know what BarkBox is, let's start there. Explain what it is.
Yeah, so BarkBox is a subscription box of two innovative toys, two bags of treats, and a chew every month. That was our first product line that we launched in 2012. We have since expanded to a ton of variety of products from our Super Chewer box as well, which is like dogs who are, you know, play harder, like my 20-pound dog, Pim. She's 20 pounds, but she can rip through toys like, you know, a gigantic dog. So we have tons of different products for everyone. We're kind of a dog lifestyle company where we're creating stuff in all the categories of play, food, home, and health.
Yeah, and it's got to be so much fun and to watch those videos. Yes, those videos. So the unboxing videos, and now people show videos that appear on Instagram and everywhere else of people unboxing, you name it. It could be kitchen utensils. It could be anything. And it all started with BarkBox and a person obviously doing the unboxing for a dog. Do you have any idea how that all began?
I mean, yeah, so I'm actually the third employee of BarkBox. So I've, you know, today I like run all of our social, but, you know, I started and we were three people in a tiny room and I was running to the post office twice a day. So we're a little company where we started, delivering these packages to dogs. And from the beginning, we started hearing people saying like, hey, like my dog thinks every box is a BarkBox now, you know, can you condition like these dogs? Like they, my dog is always investigating all of the Amazon boxes or from any other company. You know, she tries to like chew off the corner until she like realizes that this is not the real deal. This is not my BarkBox. This is not the good kind of box. So we've seen a lot of dogs start to realize that there are deliveries for them every month.
And this whole idea of unboxing and then showing it on the internet, well, what's going to be in that box? It's a mystery. And it's become a thing. And those Instagram videos for BarkBox or for someone opening for kitchen utensils or anything. I ordered 5 shirts, you know, and I'm unboxing it, you know. All of those things get tons of hits. What do you think it is about opening a box? I mean, all right, be honest with me, Stacy. Would you have ever thought that you'd see videos with numbers that are 300,000, 600 people or something watching a video of someone opening a box?
I mean, there's definitely like something like very human about like what, you know, you just got to like watch and see what happens. I can't speak to your box full of 5 shirts, but I can say like, you know, when we're mailing out like toys every month, and these are like, we're designing thousands of toys every year. And so, you know, we've got our Spider-Man box just launched a few days ago. Our holiday box is like a Rudolph box with all the Rudolph characters. And then, you know, we've got crazy stuff where we have like cactus toys and like all kinds of different things. So I think like when you're unboxing that kind of stuff, you know, it's fun to just open up a bunch of toys that are super colorful and then your dog is like super interested in it. So I can't speak to everyone else's unboxings, but I do know that I would say on the record, I think ours are the most fun because, you know, our best buds are involved and sticking their noses and digging at the cardboard and trying to get at the toys in there.
Did you just say cactus toy? I don't think a dog would want to stick its nose in that.
Oh, actually, that was Consuela the cactus. She doesn't actually have spikes. She does have a spiky ball inside of her, but that's one of our most popular toys. She's a happy cactus on the outside, but then you take off, once the dog takes off one layer, she's actually a sad cactus on the inside, and then there's a spiky ball on the inside of her. So, you know, no dogs will be hurt by our little cactus toy, but she does have a good story.
I actually brought that up because enrichment is so important. And I am a speaker out there, you may not know this, on the veterinary circuit for many years, talking about lots of different topics as a certified animal behavior consultant. But one of those topics I've been talking about forever is enriching environments for cats and, yes, for dogs as well. And as I think I know exactly the toy you're talking about, and it is enriching because they pull something off and then there's more. And they pull something off and they can put it back together, or there's something more to pull off. And there's something inside that something they can get and work at getting. How much thought is put into creating these toys, and when are you going to call me so I can help you do it?
Oh, you know, we should actually chat. We worked with the dog behaviorist, Dr. Alexandra Horowitz, a few years ago.
Sure, I know her.
And yeah, she's incredible.
Yes, yes.
And one of the things that she said out of the study we did with her was, you know, if the human is interested in the toy longer, then, like, that extends playtime. And that is, like, the ultimate goal of dogs. You know, they want to, like, play and, you know, spend time with us. But we have a full staff of more toy designers than you would think. I don't know the full headcount, but we spend a ton of time thinking about how can we make this toy the most interesting toy possible for both dogs and for people. And so that's why, like, when you get, you know, our Super Chewer box, there's a lot of, like, things that have gone into, like, the shape and the play style of the toys. And then, like, the classic Bark Box, that's a lot of, like, different plush toys. But that's why, like, you know, I think we've done over 100 now of the toys inside of the toys. So we're constantly trying to, like, push the limits of, like, what toys mean for dogs and what it means to be a dog company focused on, you know, making dogs happy.
Yeah, and that's changed compared to, say, 25 or 35 years ago greatly. So very briefly, because believe it or not, we're running out of time at this point. What have you got for the holidays specifically this year?
Yeah, so I mentioned our Spider-Man box and our Rudolph box. So we're releasing a couple limited edition boxes. The Rudolph box is both Super Chewer and Bark Box. And, you know, inside you'll find, like, a Rudolph toy and the Santa, Bumble, the Bumble Snow Monster, Yukon Cornelius. Currently, we do have the limited edition Spider-Man to coincide with the new Spider-Man movie that is launching, and those are available on BarkBox.com now. And then, you know, if you just kind of want to, like, catch some of our toys, you know, not a subscription box, you can check out some of our holiday collections with our retail partners. So we've got our Season Sweetings line is at Target. You know, this is, like, there's a latte toy and some cookie balls and a menorah and, like, just a bunch of different great holiday stuff. There's also at Petco, we've got our Hygge Holidays, which is one of our founders is Danish, so we have, like, all of these different, like, cozy holiday toys. At PetSmart, we actually have a Grinch line, and
ooh.
And then at Costco, we actually have this dog park party pack where we love, like, working with the retail partners and doing, like, super deep dives in, like, what is, like, super special at those partners. So the Costco party pack has a Kirkland Dogka bottle, and Kirkland wine.
Yeah.
There's a little plush Costco card for your dog, and as well as, of course, a wheel of brie cheese for the Costco party pack. So
that is so cute. I love that idea. For more information, it is BarkBox.com, or it sounds, go to any retail store anywhere and you're likely to see this stuff. Thank you so much for making so many dogs happy, and happy holidays to you, Stacy.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for having me.
Mackenzie Dillon is a sleep coach for MySlumberYard.com. Mackenzie, this is the first time I think I have ever spoken to a sleep coach. What does a sleep coach do? Do you go into people's bedrooms at 3 a.m. and say, you've got to do a better job of sleeping. Move over to the right. Move over to slide into first base. What does a sleep coach do?
Oh, yes. I think people might be a little frightened if I showed up in their bedrooms in the morning. However, if they were to come to me with any sleep woes, with any of their trouble sleeping, I will provide sleep tips, just general sleep information that people might be interested in. My goal in life is to just help people get the best night's sleep they can and understand how important sleep is.
Well, it turns out by a survey you just did that the best night's sleep you can get might be with a dog.
Yes, interestingly enough, it seems about 50% of people who own dogs let them sleep with them in bed at least once a week. And which is very interesting. That's high.
Yeah, and it turns out that some people would rather sleep with their dog than their partner.
Yes, Steve, that is true. Some people cited that they'd rather sleep with their dog, mostly because their partner either snores, they take up too much space, or they just get around a lot in the middle of the night to go pee, go get a glass of water, and dogs don't really do that as much.
Well, they do some of that. If you have a pug or a French bulldog, I mean, the neighbors might hear the snoring then. Yeah. So or an older dog or an overweight dog, they do tend to snore. But there is something about sleeping with a dog that's comforting, you know, and this isn't new. So the line has been, Mackenzie, for many years, dogs have been outdoors, then they've gone indoors, then they've gone into our bedrooms and now into our beds. Truth is, 10,000 years ago, Cro-Magnon men, or more than that actually, Cro-Magnon men shared, I don't know if they had a bedroom, but whatever they lived in, they shared it with these dog wolves. They weren't even quite dogs yet. And what's amazing, it's amazing. You have two predatory species, and they trusted us with their puppies, and we trusted them with our little babies. And part of it was, I don't think there were space heaters back then, so probably a part of it was utilitarian, a way to keep warm. And also, the dogs were alert to danger. Well, what's interesting is some of what I just said is even true today. For example, some people in your survey said, well, I feel protected because my dog is there with me.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like we might still have some of those primitive instincts in us, especially women. 30% or 37% of them cited that they feel more safe when they sleep with their dog. People also said that it reduces stress and that they just generally feel more comfortable at night when they're sleeping next to their pup.
Next year, you have to promise me you'll look at cats. You know where cats sleep more than anywhere else?
Where? In bed?
Wherever they want is the answer to that. And oftentimes, really, it is in our bed or on our heads. So is it, you're the expert. You are the sleep expert. Is it beneficial to have a dog or a cat or two? Most people don't have one pet who have a pet, actually. I think the average is like 1.3 or 1.5 pets or something like that. So oftentimes it's two dogs and a cat or something. Is it beneficial to share the bed with a human partner and maybe two dogs and a cat?
Well, it seems like it's personal preference. If you suffer from allergies or a really light sleeper, you might want to have your dog sleep in a little dog bed next to your bed. But an overwhelming amount of people seem like they really do enjoy sleeping with their dog. And it is beneficial if it's not messing with your sleep and if it's generally making you feel more comfortable at night.
So what you work for, what's the name of the website here? Let's give it again for you.
I work for myslumberyard.com.
And what is myslumberyard.com?
So our goal is to allow people to get the best night's sleep that they can, and we want to guide them to that. So we provide mattress reviews, honest pillow reviews, and different sleep products. And we also provide just general sleep content if you're looking on sleep tips on how to get a better night's sleep or how much sleep an adult might need, just general sleep content like that.
You know, Mackenzie, it seems interesting to me. I don't know where you went to college. I assume you did. And when you enrolled, you said, I want to enroll in a major sleep. What college has that? I mean, when did you decide when you got up in the morning one day, I want to be a sleep coach?
Yes, my career path has been an interesting one. I went to college wanting to be a writer, and turns out once I graduated college, I loved to sleep. And so it's something that we all do. It's something that we don't really think about a lot. So once I had the opportunity to work for my slumber yard, I jumped on it. And yeah, so now I just am a mattress expert and a sleep science coach, which has been pretty helpful in a niche little talent, if I say so myself.
Though that's a familiar sound to you and one you'd like to hear, I suppose, but maybe one we don't hear enough. I've read Americans don't get enough sleep, and in fact, that makes us more susceptible to illness, including potentially SARS coronavirus 2 that causes COVID-19.
Yes, sleep is really important as to the recovery process and for your immune system. It works on recovery, and it's really important to get that full night's sleep so you give your body a chance to go through all of its processes, to go through that REM sleep, and to make sure that you are getting the recovery you need and your immune system is being built strong enough to protect yourself against COVID or SARS or any illnesses that might come your way.
Now, I don't know if this is your expertise. We do know, I know, that dogs and cats dream. They have rapid eye movement or REM sleep, just like we do. The question is, are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope so.
What do our dogs dream about?
If I'm correct about this, I believe, do they dream about us?
Well, it would be so right. I would actually assume that would be the case because we dream about what is familiar to us. We don't dream about people we've never met. We dream about what's familiar, right? So I would assume that or experiences, and then they're exaggerated or things happen like you're flying and all those things that happen. But I would assume that it's the same for dogs.
I would assume so, too. I'm not 100% sure on their dreaming patterns. But that is very interesting to know. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What do they dream about specifically?
Well, I'm not a dog, so I don't know. Or a cat. But, you know, it's always been presumed that the only thing they dream about are squirrels, you know, when they move their legs and they're right. But they've got to be dreaming about more than that. They've had more than that in their life experience. I'll tell you, I need to talk to you again at some point. An interesting conversation about a topic we don't talk about often enough, right? And that is our sleep patterns with our companion animals, our best friends with four legs who these days share our beds. Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Steve. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for having me.
I know you've been thinking about it. You've been wondering, well, what were the most popular dog names in 2021, right? Yeah, you got up this morning and you said, I need to know the answer to that. Well, think about your dog. Here are some trends. The most popular dog names almost exclusively human names as well. And the other is that some of them are kind of old school names and they're not typical dog. There's no Rover here. There's no Snoopy. There's no Lassie. None of that. All right, let's do it. I'll do the top seven. I'm not going to read them all the top names, but I'll do the top seven. For cats first, number seven, everyone loves Lucy. Number six is Simba. Number five, Leo, like probably Leo the lion. Number four, Milo. Number three, Oliver. Number two is Bella. And the most popular cat name in 2021, it is Luna. Luna, the other trend is that so many of the more popular cat names are also really popular dog names. And so many of the really popular dog names are also really popular cat names. For example, number seven is Milo on the dog list. Sixth most popular dog name is Lucy. Number five is Charlie, or if you're good buddies, I suppose Chuck. Number four, Daisy. Number three, Max. Max was number one for several years, but now it is so shocking. Down to number three. Number two is Luna, which is the most popular cat name, but the second most popular dog name. And the most popular dog name is the second most popular cat name. And that is Bella. That's the most popular dog name of 2021. Now, what, according to Embrace Pet Insurance, were the most common reasons for veterinary visits in the year 2021? Well, number five, this is nice to talk about so early in the morning. Number five, urinary tract infections. Number four, seizures. And number three, two, and one are kind of like squeezed together. But number three is ear infections. Number two, gastrointestinal issues. And number one, ta-da, they are skin issues. That is according to Embrace Pet Insurance. We'll talk to you next week, bright and early. Right here on WGN Steve Dale's Pet World.